This was actually Srila Prabhupada's motto, to learn something and teach others, that in fact if you don't teach it, then the realizations don't come. It stays theoretically in the head. So I don't have a lot to say. I would just like to say...
Could you open the box first?
Oh, I've got to open the box. One.
Wow, look at that. Wonderful.
Beautiful.
What is it?
It's a box of Srimati Radharani feeding a peacock.
Yes.
It could have been
wow.
A parrot.
But inside the box there must be something, yes?
There must be something else.
Wonderful.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
It may not open.
There's another box. And this box, okay, we need a Sanskrit.
That's the entire Bhagavad Gita in very, very small.
Wow. Form. Look. Now, if my Gopinath hadn't spoken it and knew it already, I would give it to him. I'll give it to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. So nice.
We have a similar gift for the other teachers as well.
We give the teaching
already. You should have given Marj first. I don't have a lot to say, except that it's been really, really so nice being with all the devotees out here again, and that I always find before I come I don't know what I'm supposed to do or speak about or anything, and then it becomes clear to me by the mercy of Giriraj, if I submit myself to being in the mood of trying to please him. And this year, of course, I had the good fortune to speak something about the parrots of Vrindavan, and it was so nice. And for the first 3 days we were out here, all I could do was think, where's another story about a parrot, and try and search them out to share with the devotees. So that was a special blessing this year. And I would just like to finish my little moment here with you. Also thanking Ananda for coming, Ananda Tirtha Prabhu, and speaking about Suchirani. A very dear but painful subject for him at this time, and also assure him that Giriraj Govardhan had his mother right on his lap and is certainly arranging everything wonderful for her and also for us, and especially also for him. So I'd like to read something that I found when I was looking for parrot stories, and I didn't find anywhere to fit it in, so if you'll be patient, it's short. This is a description Raghunath Das Goswami is speaking. He says, "Look, when Mother Yasoda worships Govardhan Hill with great love during the Diwali festival, the brilliantly decorated cowherd women loudly sing blissful songs, and Krishna, his back decorated with his mother's handprint in turmeric, makes his cows play with cloud-like sounds. Oh friend, look, when they circumambulate Govardhan Hill, the Brajavasis headed by Nanda Maharaj keep the cows in front and the women in the rear, and Krishna, the moon of Braj, jokes with his friends and glances at Sri Radha on various pretexts." Now there's a little comment about this verse. "For Diwali, the cowherders live in camps at the base of Govardhan Hill for 3 days. They offer lamps to Manasi Ganga, serve the cows and brahmanas, and finally they circumambulate the entire Govardhan Hill. Mother Yasoda, brilliantly decorated with the cowherd women, sings sweet songs about the glories of Govardhan, while she worships the hill with utmost devotion. Giriraj is the conscious deity of all of Braj."
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj.
Ki.
Mother Yasoda has firm faith that her husband's limitless wealth and her son's being protected from the various demons is all the result of Giriraj's mercy. When Krishna was 7 years old, he commenced Govardhan Puja by breaking with the local tradition of annual Indra worship and assumed a huge form and sat on top of Govardhan Hill, introducing himself as Govardhan Hill himself. And he ate the Anukut food offering. In this Govardhan form, he told the cowherders, this is what he told them, "If you are kind to your cows, then you should worship me from today on. I am your first worshipable deity, and I can fulfill all your desires and arrange for your welfare. By my power, you can enjoy the possession of many thousands of cows. Auspiciousness is there for my devotees. I will play with you as I ramble with my associates in my transcendental abode. I will give ample wealth to all the renowned cowherders of Braj headed by Nanda Maharaj." This is why Yasomati feels that all their fortune is a result of Giriraj's mercy. So this is Giriraj speaking, saying, "I can play with you. I will protect my devotees. All auspiciousness will be there." She worships Govardhan Hill with the utmost devotion and marks Krishna's back afterwards with a most auspicious hand mark of turmeric that is meant to bring him well-being. Krishna becomes most beautiful when he wears this sign of the greatest parental love. Respectfully, he wears this sign of motherly affection on his back while he makes the cows jump and frolic with his voice that sounds as deep as the clouds. So Giriraj is very, very real, and Giriraj is very, very merciful, and we should all try to come here again and again so that we can develop the sentiment and understanding of this. This is very, very fortunate. Thank you very much. Hari Bol.
Thank you very much, Jagatrini Mataji.
Wow. Rainy season pastimes. CC Radha and Krishna. Nice. Beautiful. And inside, a little box. And inside the little silver box is Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Little size.
So we're very grateful.
You live underneath me, by the way. But we are Prabhu. Now, Bhagavato, you're handing out this. I just learned another lesson from Satya. I heard one yesterday by watching her and her dealings with her father. Because of her great love and dependence, Papa was, what did she call you?
Baba.
Baba. Baba was holding the camera, and Satya went like this, and Baba went, "No," and Satya went like this, and in 1 second,
Baba picked her up
and was holding her very, very lovingly. So what do we learn from this? That when we have such an intimate and trusting and loving relationship with Krishna, if we just hold out our hands and insist that he take us, he won't refuse. Even if he seems to be saying no at first. Listen and read.